Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie. What's going on?
Hey, hey, hey.
Go 92.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, baby.
I'm giving the racist okay.
And the Illuminati. Let's go.
Yes.
We've been uncovering some shit, Mr. Gracie.
Mm-hmm. Everyone go watch the Kurt Weldon video on Redacted on YouTube.
It is so eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that we've been talking about in kind of roundabout ways and putting out theories on like how 9/11 happened. And you've heard my take on it that I wanted to believe that we kind of weren't involved in the planning of it. We allowed it to happen so we can get into Iraq and Afghanistan, which is horrible in saying it, like if we did it that way.
Yes.
But the fact that it's coming out that we fucking were part of the planning,
mm-hmm.
part of the hiding Osama bin Laden in Iran after it happened,
right,
is fucking absurd and crazy.
The end result was the same with your theory.
Yeah. Right?
But the fact that it was planned, it wasn't just allowed to happen. It was planned so that more money could be spent on war.
Yeah.
Blood and treasure. Blood and treasure, baby.
And it's that simple.
Yep.
It's that. That's how they look at us. And people.
Anybody watching, go watch the Kurt Weldon video with Unredacted on YouTube.
And just to let them know. So what was the gentleman's name again?
Kurt Weldon.
Kurt Weldon. So he was a former congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He
22-year congressman.
22-year congressman. A New York City firefighter.
Yes.
And he was heavily in... in all of the 9/11 happenings and doing like the research into it, figuring out what was going on. And he's been silent for a lot of years because people around him have been dying.
Right.
And
his son was killed.
Yeah.
By the deep state.
Yeah.
Covering this shit up.
Covering the shit up.
I like the story he told about as soon as 9/11 happened, he took the Amtrak up there in New York City, was on the ground with the firefighters. A guy that he personally knew, I forget what his name was, led one of the teams up to the 78th floor where it was struck, reported down, we have a couple fires here, we can take care of them.
Right.
And then the buildings blew. Boom, boom, boom. You can hear the explosions on his radio.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Those buildings didn't come down from planes. They actually had a firefighter force up there on the 78th floor that said, hey, we can handle these fires.
Yep.
And then they blew the buildings.
And that's one thing that I want to say that, again, I was wrong on because I didn't want to believe that we could be so fucking evil. Like I don't think I knew how fucking deep state the deep state was.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not like the American government doing this. It's factions of like world governments colluding together to do this.
Yep.
And
the neocons that were ushered in with Bush and Cheney, they were full on deep state.
Full on deep state.
Full on deep state.
Cheney is a fucking evil motherfucker who is a huge part of this puzzle.
Yeah.
And the fact
and
that
then the left celebrates him endorsing Kamala.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Is that not proof in the pudding that something is off?
Yeah.
Big time.
Should be. You should figure that out if you haven't.
When you have serious, like, left of center liberals coming over to the Republican side, like Tulsi Gabbard and fucking Robert Kennedy, like, there's a problem. The reason why we were happy and took their endorsement is because it shows that the Republicans are on the right side. You shouldn't be happy that a war fucking monger and Dick Cheney is endorsing your candidate, right? Because it's pure evil, and you all knew it fucking 8 years before.
And
that,
by the way, your selected candidate.
Yes. Say it like it
selected.
Is
selected. She was not, she didn't win a primary. She was selected.
Yeah.
But they're saving democracy. That's their, you and I were just talking about that. The left at this point, it's just kind of the left more, but they're great at marketing.
Yes.
They're great at marketing. They're great at giving you a slogan to go, we're saving democracy. It's the constitutional crisis. Everything's in chaos. They'll put this marketing brief out. I don't know how it comes down from the top, but it goes out to all the MSN. Everyone parrots it. Oh, we're saving democracy by selecting our candidate for you. Okay. Sounds good. When does the logic kick in on that side and people figure it out?
Well,
because I know a lot of intelligent people over there. When do they go, at what point do they just go,
we've been duped.
Yeah, we didn't have a primary for Kamala. She was just selected. Now she's like the bee's knees. She was one of the worst vice presidents ever. And all of a sudden she's better than sliced bread and she's going to beat Trump.
How are you for democracy and okay with that?
Oh, they did it to Bernie with Hillary. She was selected.
Basically. Right.
She was anointed the candidate. Didn't matter what Bernie did. Did it again to Bernie and with Biden.
Yeah.
He was anointed.
Yep.
And then they didn't even have a primary for Kamala.
Right.
They rigged the primary in 16 and 20 and then didn't even have a primary for Kamala because they got so brazen. They're just like, no, we don't even need to have a primary. We're just going to select her. And everyone's like, yay, she's great.
We're saving democracy. It's insane. It's insane. Like, you can't say that story. Like, you're saying, and I'm like, this sounds like bullshit.
Right.
Because it's so crazy.
Any logical person, go back and just listen to what I said and go, oh, no, it wasn't fake. It, like, they really wanted, we really wanted her to be the president. Okay, yeah, no, it's.
They wanted another puppet.
Yes.
That they could string along. And
well, as I also said, Obama selected someone dumber than him and Joe Biden.
Right.
And then Joe Biden selected dumber than him and Kamala Harris. And then Kamala Harris selected the dumbest of them all, Tim Walz. Come on, man. Jesus God.
You're going to lie about your military shit, dude.
Oh, my God, that guy.
Like, but this is what I'm saying. Like, so all this stuff worked for them in the past when we didn't have the internet. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, we couldn't get stuff in real time. Like, how can you still be using the same old tactics? But and they're still kind of getting away with it here and there. Like, people are coming alive now, but.
Well, the mainstream media still has some reach and it still is just puppets and parrots all their shit.
Right.
Whatever they say. So that is why people are still, you know, duped by it.
It's crazy.
The New York Times told me it's real. Oh, OK. Yeah. They haven't lied about anything. Sure.
Yeah.
Jesus God.
So, like, I was, like, the first to, like, start of like, my left friends, liberal friends to, like, start coming around. And, like, my eyes were open relatively quick, you know, like, when Trump was running for office. I'm like, this guy's got some good ideas. And the fact that they hate him so much, something is off here.
I've told the story many times. I voted for Obama twice. I watched CNN. And when I heard Trump was running, I didn't care what party he ran for. I was just like, this is great. He's not a politician.
Yeah.
This is friggin' awesome. And I kind of knew about the swamp. I started learning about the swamp and the deep state. Then I was like, this guy, independently wealthy, doesn't need the money, is not a politician, is not one of these slimy pieces of shit who fucking lies just to get in office and tells you whatever. And that's the other thing about the sidetrack. That's the other thing about what's going on right now. He told everybody what he's going to do when he gets in office.
Yeah.
This time. And yet the left's like, what's going on? Why is he deporting all these people? Why is he hiring Doge and da 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 da? Like, you were told what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's fulfilling every one of his promises.
Right.
Duh. And you're against that. But anyway.
That's why he got voted in.
But, well, that's why he got voted in by our side. Yeah. But
right.
So Obama. So I'm excited that Trump's running. I watched the press conference on CNN when he comes down the stairs to announce his platforms and announce that he's running.
Trump Tower.
At Trump Tower. And I watched the whole thing. And then the speech is over. And I watched CNN afterwards. And immediately they're like, I don't know if they said he's racist, but they said, oh, he just said all Mexicans coming, all illegals coming across the border are rapists and murderers. I'm like, that's not what he said. He said some of them are. And they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, so you caught it that quick.
Oh, right then.
Nice.
I have not watched CNN since that time.
Wow.
That very time, I was like, these motherfuckers are lying to me.
Good for fucking you, dude. I was a little later to the game with it, but I was, you know, relatively early. But good for you for fucking seeing it in real time like that.
And then the Russian collusion bullshit started. Everything that I was finding was like, no, it's a complete bullshit. It's all made up. Like, you know, you started getting all the facts about that. And then the impeachments happened. You had all the facts about that. And then COVID happened. You had all the facts. I'm finding all the facts about that. All the shit that was suppressed and censored that became true.
Yep.
You can, when you start to figure out the patterns and see what's going on, it's hard. You can't miss it anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I became enlightened about all this stuff. And I just say to, you know, I just think about people that I know that are highly intelligent that still believe what's going on is real.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, man,
come on, snap out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it. Either you know and you don't want to admit that you're wrong, or you don't know and you're just still believing mainstream media about everything.
And either way, like, it's a fucked up position to be in.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you can't claim naive anymore because shit's getting too real, you know? And there's enough information out there for you to sink your fingers in to see the facts now.
Right. So, and like I said earlier, when we were discussing this, like they've taken Kilmar Obrega Garcia and put him on a pedestal. He is an MS-13 member, piece of shit, illegal, who's been taken out of the country. Yep. They want to bring him back. He's some kind of a hero. He's a Maryland dad. He wants to come back and see his family, his wife that he beat.
Yeah,
that's on record. And then they demonize a guy like Elon Musk, who's trying to root out the fraud and save the taxpayers' money. That's Hitler.
Yeah.
And because he gave the Nazi sing there's still people parroting that one too. Oh, he's a Nazi because of the Sieg Heil he gave. And there's like 40 pictures of AOC and Hillary Clinton and Obama and everybody doing the same thing. But, oh, he's a Nazi because of that. It's like, that's their only proof they have. It's frigging insane.
Yes. And you could only do it with like a still grab of it because you could see he's just excited. Mr. President, you know, like it's fucking, come on, man.
It's ridiculous.
But they've been doing it that way for so long. They're like, let's just fucking keep on doing it. And good.
And, you know, the deep state has Republicans and Democrats.
For sure.
But right now, mostly the left.
But Chad, I think it has not only just like Republicans and Democrats. I feel like it has people that aren't even in our government, that aren't part of America. Like, I feel like it's a organization that's working outside of countries. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's the worldwide military industrial complex.
So what nobody realizes is it's actually the world against these fuckers. That's what they've chosen to fucking do. Like, because the fact that they're in all these multiple countries, like, you've now made it us versus you motherfuckers.
Right. And it's no accident that all these Western countries have had all this mass migration.
Yeah.
Illegal migration. It's not an accident. That was allowed to happen.
Yeah.
For a reason, because they want to turn all these Western democracies into shitholes. That's why they've let millions of Muslims into all the countries. Like, it's freaking nuts.
It is.
I mean, you literally have no-go zones in all these Western European countries that basically have Sharia law.
Yeah.
And the left fucking celebrates it.
In England, I think, right?
Oh, England's like that. Sweden, France, Germany's getting that way. And now what the Germans are doing, do you hear what the Germans are doing? They're trying to ban right wing party in Germany.
I've heard something about it. So what are they doing? Like,
the security service, like they're basically their CIA has branded the right leaning party as extremist. And basically they're
making them a terrorist group.
Yeah, basically. Yes.
Wow.
And then in France, they arrested Marine Le Pen, who was a very popular, who's probably going to win the next election as a right leaning candidate. And guess what? She's in jail.
What did they arrest her for?
Some bullshit. I don't know. Same thing they tried to do to Trump. And like, you start to see these patterns and it's happening worldwide now.
Right.
They're trying to destroy Western democracy so they can take over the fucking world. And when I say they, I mean the elites these the military industrial complex, the bureaucrats, the friggin' elites of the world
that want war. Control. Like we were just talking about this too. Like again, when we talk about this, it seems like we're fucking being a Putin fucking sympathizer, a Russian sympathizer. No, we're actually just stating fucking facts, dude. Russia wanted to become part of NATO and wanted to be part of that alliance.
Right.
And there's some people that didn't want that because they needed an enemy.
Yes.
And
now they can justify spending trillions of dollars on weapons.
Yeah. And putting forth their agenda. And we were like, well, okay, if he wanted to, why wouldn't they just hop onto China and make them their enemy? Because China makes their shit cheap with slave labor.
Right.
And they need them for some of those things.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the world changes to your point there when China is not the manufacturing center of the world like it has been, because that's what the tariffs are designed to do.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, the less bitching about that. I mean, Jesus God. Oh, the tariffs. Yeah. Whatever he does, they'll do the opposite. I mean, I told you last night, like he just freed... Because of the crazy Democrat senator, congressman from Michigan, that guy that came out with, the guy looked like a goddamn cartoon character. I don't even know what his name is. He came out and announcing impeachment against Trump for some bullshit.
Okay.
That guy, he was an entrepreneur. He owned a medical testing lab in Jersey, and it went bankrupt. And he just locked 120 beagles in the fucking thing to die. People broke into the building, rescued all the beagles. And because of that, Trump now has banned any beagle testing at the NIH. And I'm just waiting for the left to come out and say, we got to kill beagles. We got to test on more beagles. Like, because Trump said it's bad, you know, it's bad. Yeah. They got to come out and say, no, it's good. We got to put more beagles into testing and kill them. Okay. I mean, I'm just waiting for it. Yeah. I'm just waiting for someone to say it.
You know, it's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to justify it.
Or maybe they fucking finally realize we can't do this one. That would be too far.
I mean, so far, it's like, yeah, everything he's done so far that he actually announced he was going to do, by the way. Oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
Elon Musk, bad. Yeah, Doge is bad. So why would you want to uncover trillions of dollars in spending and fraud? Oh, I don't know. Because, you know, USAID funded the deep state and all the Democrats.
So let me ask you this.
And some Republicans.
Let me ask you this, though, Chad. So we know the deep state, and then we know that they were like pushing for Biden at first and then pushing for Kamala. Do you think that Biden and Kamala are in cahoots with these people, or they're dumb enough to not, like, they're dumb enough to be easily led by them? Do you get what I'm saying
with
that?
Probably both.
So you think they were probably in cahoots, and then also they were dumb enough that they could lead them to
do. I would say Biden was in cahoots, but also dumb enough to be the puppet. Kamala is definitely just a puppet.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she seems just very opportunistic. Like,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how'd she run for office first time? Oh, she's had a little fellatio with Willie Brown.
Yeah, not
the
a little.
Mayor of San Francisco. Okay, yes, that's how she started in politics, people.
Not just a little fellatio.
Great candidate to run.
Yeah. Blow your way to the top,
well,
baby.
You didn't even run her. You're a great candidate to select.
Yeah, to fucking perfect. Put in your face. And
they select like the most horrible candidates, like as far as women. The left, they want to put a woman in office, whatever. And that's their whole thing. But they've selected the worst women to run.
Right.
Hillary and Kamala. But then guess what? You're sexist or you're racist or you're misogynistic because you don't vote for them.
Yeah.
That's their whole playbook.
But if they really were for women, they would have fucking been amping up Tulsi. But she wasn't going to put forth their narrative and play ball.
Yes.
And yeah.
Well, they claim they're for women, and then they rescind Title IX and let men into women's sports.
I think I just,
sounds logical.
It does not sound logical. but I think I just came up with what they do. They see on both sides what candidates they could fucking get in with. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not like burdened to one side or like have a.
Oh, the deep state?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mitt Romney was definitely a deep stater.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. And probably, what's the guy that passed away? This is a war veteran.
Oh, The fuck?
He ran against Obama the first time.
McCain.
Yes. Yeah, John McCain. Yeah. Deep stater.
Deep stater. For sure. And then, of course, Bush, right? Was he a deep stater? Because that dude was. So I think George W. the second Bush,
yes,
was like fucked up. I think the first Bush, because he was talking. If you get further into the video we watched this morning,
yeah,
he comes on and he says to what's the gentleman's name again? I keep forgetting.
Kurt Weldon.
Weldon. He says I want to thank Kurt Weldon for being a real patriot, a real American for the past 22 years. You have done things that not a lot of Americans know about, and you had America's back and best interests at heart. And they tried to scrub that video from the internet, but I guess Kurt Weldon sent it to the redacted guy or whatever, and then they played it on
there. That's an interesting quandary to think about, because H.W. is the first Bush, right?
Yeah, Herbert
first
Walker.
Herbert Walker, thank you. George H.W. was the head of the CIA, so he definitely had the means to be part of the deep state, but was he? I don't know. His son was definitely a puppet of the deep state.
Well, so
led by Cheney.
Yes. So here's my thing. So I think when the first H.W. Bush was in the CIA, I think that he was the head of it. So I don't know if he would be in this deep state faction that we're talking about now, because he was like their fucking leader. Like I think it went below him and then into his son, for sure. They had.
Yeah, I think the deep state really came to rise probably towards the end of the 90s, into the 2000s.
Yeah.
Started really rising up.
And I just don't know how they, like, it's people that weren't voted into office. It's people that, you know, just kind of have these jobs and can do stuff with fucking dark budgets that nobody knows about. And it's like, the fact that we could have had an audit of the government years ago within, like Doge is doing now and figured this all out is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying there's just billions of dollars going out with no receipts. They have no idea where that money goes.
Oh, there's trillions of dollars in treasury with no markers to where it went. Trillions of dollars.
It's absurd, man.
Yeah, it's insane.
And it's our money.
What was another statistic? For 22 years, the Department of Treasury did not turn down any payments to anybody for anything.
What do you mean?
For 22 years,
right?
The Department of Treasury did not deny a payment to anybody. Whoever asked for a payment, they got it.
Wow.
For 22 years, they found that in Doge.
That's insane.
Never denied a payment that was asked for to whoever, whatever it was for.
So if you had that email address or whatever, boom, you were fucking getting some loot.
I mean, I guess it had to come in from the government, but yeah, I guess
yeah.
I mean, maybe it was that easy. I don't know, but just the fact that it was never, like, no payment was ever turned down for 22 years by the Department of Treasury.
It is crazy, dude. Like, so is there, like, a government that is actually good? You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is the best we've got, man, we're fucking far off of the mark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's you know, this is why they fought so hard not to have a Trump in, because, and that's why they've demonized the shit out of Elon Musk and Doge. And I love all the soy boys that have you know, firebombed Teslas and dealerships and stuff are going to jail now. Have fun.
Good. Yeah.
Have fun.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a great time in jail, soy boy.
And I mean, do you realize, like, blowing up a Tesla, like, first of all, insurance is going to pay for it. You're putting more money in Tesla's pocket because they're going to buy a new one. But also, you could injure people by doing that, man.
Yeah, well, that's...
They don't care.
No. Those soy boy idiots don't care.
Soy boy. Were they getting those fucking milk titties from the soybeans?
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
We're going to get back into this because there's so much here to fucking unpack. But let's play a quick little fun video for the audience.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
This is fun, eh? All right, here. This is a little why crack is not whack, but fentanyl is. Let's go.
You actually made an interesting statement. You told people to stop taking fentanyl and go back to crack.
Crack. I'm promoting it.
You're promoting crack.
I'm promoting
fentanyl, killing all the junkies who've been junkies. I'm talking about this killing the junkies who've been junkies for forever.
Go, Boozy.
As soon as they hit it, they dead.
Right.
Crackhead, this nigga shoot threes, this nigga shoot basketball, this nigga run 100 miles, this nigga get sane, this nigga fix your car motor, been doing this for 20 years. This motherfucker still running around the neighborhood. When have you ever heard crackheads hitting the pipe and dying the first time?
Never.
Never. This fentanyl shit is different. I would much rather crack. I would much rather. Much rather crack.
And he's dead ass.
I've been seeing my crackhead people for 30 years.
True.
This nigga hit fentanyl 2 times. He's gone. You never see him again.
Right.
Tell him.
I promote crack before fentanyl. I'm sorry.
Like, you know something?
Then crackhead, bro, they can do anything.
You ever see those crackhead couples that have been together for like 15 years?
They can do anything,
and
bro.
They're still smoking crack and they're still together.
They can do anything, bro. Crackhead, bro. Whatever was in crack, they gave them real powers.
Did you ever
All right, Boozy.
I
mean,
I agree with his logic. But not with
we're not premise. Promoting crack, but...
I mean, fentanyl is freaking horrible. Yes, it kills you immediately, basically. I mean, it's just, god awful.
I like how he's like, crackheads, they're shooting threes. That's hysterical. And you know, they are. You just see those fentanyl people, they're fucking slumped over, fucking ODing.
Well, I mean, you know, this is an extension of the 100 years opening war against the Chinese. They're sending that shit over here to kill us slowly.
And what was the deal with that? So
we weren't involved in it. It was England.
Right.
But we're part of, I guess, because we're allied with England. I don't know. But they're just,
Did China forget that we fucking had a revolution against these motherfuckers and we're not England?
They don't care because, make no mistake, China wants to be the worldwide ruler. Believe it.
And for what, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't really, their country, shit, dude. Their people live in fucking, prosperity. What is it? Like, they live poor, like poor people.
Yeah, most of it's,
You know, their government has money and some elites have money, but if that's the way the world wants to be run, I don't think that's what we want,
No. Well, and that's how they want it, the elites.
My whole thing is, so what is it, just for resources? Like, is that what everybody's fighting for? Like, what are these countries want the power for? Like, is it for natural resources?
I mean, natural resources is definitely part of it, but I think they're just, they want to conquer the world. Like, they want to be all powerful in the world. Just, I mean, the same thing with Hitler. That's why he wanted to take over the whole world.
Right. But it just seems like we have enough, like there's enough in the world to go around, and it'd probably be a lot better if we just all got along.
There's never enough for those people.
Yeah, man. I just don't understand that. Like, I don't get that level of thinking. You know,
I agree.
Yes. It's fucking crazy.
Yep.
And that's what's like torturous about fucking watching the world go by. It's like you almost want to what do they say? Ignorance is bliss. It's like you almost want to fucking bury your head in the sand and not pay attention, because when you fucking start to pay attention, you're like, wow, there's a real lot of shitty people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is true.
I always like to believe the fucking world is good and all that motherfucking. Oh, Chad, well,
most people in the world are good.
Yeah.
Most of them.
It's just you got some loud people.
Well, yeah, psychopaths running shit.
Yeah, basically. I wanted to say this yesterday on our Instagram Live, dude. It's just a funny story. So I'm like 5 years old, and I'm messing around with one of my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm five, so I can't get the better of him, but he's like getting the better of me, like giving me little slaps to the face and blah, 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 and all this stuff. Like, playing, but I can't get to him. So... here's how fucking clever I am at 5 years old, dude. I'm like, so I can't get to him, whatever, he's too big. So I'm like, a hug. He goes to lift me up, give me a hug, and I kick him right.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Like, what a fucking clever thing to do. I'm like, Uncle Mike, I love you. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. And bong, right in his bees, dude. And he dropped me. He's like, oh my God. It was fucking
Did he
funny.
Give you props for doing that?
No.
He was pissed off.
Of course. His wife, my aunt, was like, that was pretty smart, kid. I got to commend you for it. Plus, she hated him at the time, I think was divorcing him.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's funny.
It's character.
It's a good
dude.
One.
Yeah.
It's a good one, man.
I'm like, let me figure out a way.
Different
to,
tactic.
That's it. Had to use nice to play with the fire. I was just laughing. I'm like, you were pretty clever as a little kid, Matt. Next thing I'm going to do is have him build me a fucking ladder so I could jump on his ass.
There you go.
You know? Uncle Mike, help me build a ladder.
Trojan horse.
That's right. But so, yeah, What we do have a guest coming on, Jake Parsons. We were discussing what his relative did, Jack Parsons.
Right.
Invented rocketry, dude.
Yeah, he started the JPL apparently, and an Aerojet, I believe.
Somebody was saying that when did the Wright brothers fly a plane? Like
19 or 18, somewhere in there.
Yeah, like early teens or late teens, early 20s. Yeah. And then like 20 years later, they were using the plane to drop a fucking bomb out of it.
Aviation.
Crazy.
Accelerated very fast.
Yeah. So in 20 years, we went from not having a plane to fucking being able to put a nuclear bomb on one and drop it.
Yeah.
Insane. And so kind of just getting back to the whole Russia thing and the deep state and the industrial war complex, like
military industrial complex. Yeah.
So do you think that that's kind of what it is? Like the deep state is kind of the industrial military complex. Like they're like doing their bidding kind of.
The military industrial complex is either a major part of it or could be the leader of it, because it's the whole thing is motivated by money. It's about making money.
Yeah. And having
money for lots of people that are friggin' super rich from war.
Does war make money anymore? Like, I know World War II, it like fucking made us a ton.
Well, in a lot of these cases, so now you have to go back to like the Rothschilds and the bankers. Like the Rothschilds were friggin', they would fund both sides of war, right? They'd fund both sides of war. So both sides were making weapons, and there's tons of money being made from making weapons and looting treasure. And so they win either way because they're funding both sides.
Right.
And there's probably a little bit of that going on now, but it's at a different level. It's not, it's some upper level where maybe it's still like the Rothschild banking cartel. I don't know. There's, someone's making money on both sides of every one of these wars.
Right. But but like back in the day, like after World War II, like that was like good for like the American economy. But it seems like these other wars we're getting into, Iraq, Afghanistan, they weren't. They're good for somebody's bank account, mm-hmm. but they're not good for fucking the economy anymore.
No.
Which is, crazy. And who was it that was going out of office saying, like, you need to watch out? Was it Eisenhower?
Eisenhower, yes. His exit speech was warning us about the military-industrial complex.
And we didn't heed that warning, Matt. And it's like we're paying for it now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like...
Well, I forget the woman's name. I just watched this interview with a woman on Tucker Carlson. She was the assistant secretary of housing or something.
Right.
During Bush 2. And she was telling Tucker Carlson that through her research, she figured out that the U.S. government spent between 1998 and around 2012, around $21 trillion on underground cities all over the country. And now most of us have heard about, if you're a conspiracy theorist, like we love to be called.
Pretend to be, yeah. Our tinfoil hats are on.
You've
big
heard
time.
About DUMs, which are deep underground military bases. You've heard about these. They're all connected apparently with these, with these transportation corridors all underground. This fits right into that.
Yeah.
They're not military bases per se, but they are underground cities for the elites to take refuge for some kind of catastrophic apocalypse.
I was just going to say, do you have a key to it? Because no. I don't.
No, fortunately, no.
Wow.
I don't know how you get a key.
I'll tell you how. You become a scumbag that fucking lies to people and rips them off and fucking puts money over people. And that's how you get a key to these underground fucking cities, man.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, at least we know where they'll all be. You know what I'm saying? We could when it happens, hey, go to those fucking bunkers. But yeah, man, it's just, it's kooky. So I guess their plan is have those cities, have fucking robots, like be able to walk the earth or so. Because we were talking earlier about like the Great Reset that happened like 12,500 years ago. The Younger Dryas theory, like, are they with these underground bunkers planning for something like that? Because it's starting to come around that cyclical time that something could happen.
Right.
Or are they planning on fucking nuking the world and then they have these bunkers for that?
It could be either one of those scenarios. I don't know.
Because they're saying that Mars was basically, it's a nuked environment. Like they're coming up with evidence.
Theory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. And was it
hard to say?
Can you imagine, dude, that Mars was actually a planet at one point that had life on it, and either the species that was on that planet like created a nuclear war and just fucking scorched themselves, or an alien civilization did some kind of nuke on it?
Right.
Either way, it sucks.
Then you get into the whole theory that, you know, we are like the Anunnaki and we're just an alien. We're just alien hybrids that were put on Earth to the Anunnaki. I think the Anunnaki theory says that we were put on Earth to mine gold.
Yeah, for their planet or whatever.
And then we're just a hybrid of that's how we accelerated from being apes and monkeys into human beings, modern day human beings. I don't know. I haven't gotten too deep into that one, but it's interesting to think about.
It for sure is. I mean, just the fact that they can't really prove how we evolved, there's just like one part where like they can't draw the leap to how we went from monkeys to humans.
Yes.
Like so quick. One of the stoned ape theories is that apes found mushrooms and expanded their mind and turned into humans that way. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Psychedelics.
You never know, man.
I kind of agree with Joe Rogan's theories. Like every politician should have to do psychedelics.
Yeah.
Like ayahuasca or some kind of DMT, because apparently like I haven't done it. I don't know if I could do it, but apparently like gives you a whole different perspective on life.
You just feel connected. Like, so I've done psychedelics in my past, and it's like, you just, when you're in that like trip realm, you just feel like everything is connected. Like you kind of feel auras or whatever. And just like the universe is all kind of one. Mm-hmm. We're all humming along the same frequencies and stuff like that.
Well, if that's the case, that would be beneficial for these psychopaths. Most of these psychopaths running our institutions, and everyone should do it. Think about if everyone was all peace and love.
Right. What would be wrong with that?
Like worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one negative for that? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question. People are just too happy. People are too loving. Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
No more wars.
Yeah. And I feel like people want that. Like what person doesn't want just peace and love around everything close to you?
That's what most people want. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. It's weird. Like, why would one, like, unless, like, you know, like, why would one country want to invade another country, like, unless, you know, like, resources were scarce or something and, like, you needed to do it? Like, even then, it's a fucking evil thing. Figure out a way to rake your own fucking land and grow some shit or whatever. But, like, what would be the reason to not want to be harmonious and not have love just all around? I guess the fact that...
Because division is profit.
Right. And the fact if everybody was just loving and sharing, money wouldn't be that important anymore.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like our society went from where we all kind of lived locally together, you know, lived off the land. There was really no money. We were trading goods and stuff like that. And somehow we figured like that's not a good enough system. We need to.
Well, there's always been wars between tribes.
True.
You know.
True.
Smaller levels, but.
Yeah.
But if those motherfuckers were on, maybe if our early ancestors were on DMT, they wouldn't have started warring.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder why they took, you know, why they would make these things that are kind of natural. Like shrooms, I think, grow off of cow shit. Why they would make them illegal. Because.
Probably because it would lead to what we're just talking about.
Freed minds and all that stuff. Yeah. And then, they don't want it. It's just weird. Like, I just don't, I guess if you want to hoard all the money and all that stuff, like, okay, I get it, but it just doesn't make sense in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. All that money is going to do nothing when nobody else exists and you just have all that money.
Of course.
You know, like,
right.
It's just fucking a weird thing. Do you think they're going to develop utopia? Like they're going to get rid of all of us pissons and then fucking have their elite society?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what they think they can do.
As I was saying, I'm like, that's probably what they want.
But then because they all basically psychopaths anyway, they all start worrying about something else, figure out something else to fight about.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you have a special stone we want, you know, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah. Like the, when we're gone, you think they're going to get along? No. It'll be the one.
No, they'll split into some kind of factions and they'll start warring with each other. Same shit.
Yeah. And that's the problem with those people is that it'll always happen. That's why you need us who want to fucking have the peace, love, and harmony to make the world go around,
right,
and not want all the fucking fighting and wars, because it's just a never ending fucking cycle, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you never rid the world of them, but fucking, I don't know, shed a light on them, fucking gather them up, fucking let's all point at them, call them fucking assholes, you know?
Like, and point and laugh.
Yeah. Go back to public stonings like they used to have back in the day. Like, I think they just got, I don't think that's barbaric to fucking stone somebody who wants to fucking, you know, kill a village, you know? Like, they should be made an example of.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely should be. I mean, now we're just talking about peace and love now. It's like, yeah, stone some motherfuckers.
Well, I meant the ones that are fucking for, right, like the fucking war. Because, oh, for sure. Yeah,
no, I agree.
Make an example. This is what you want. Now you got it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Type of deal.
Well, I mean, we were talking about earlier. It's like, you know, some of these deep staters in this government should be tried for treason.
Yeah.
I don't know about put to death, but definitely there should be some kind of consequences. Consequences and repercussions.
I think it's getting to the, like I think we're maybe months away, a couple of years away from a lot of this stuff coming to light and people actually sitting on trial for a bunch of this shit.
I hope so.
I mean, that's, yeah, I hope so is right, but it seems like we're on that track.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have been silent since they've gotten into their position. So
fucking hard at work.
On something. They gotta be working on something. They can't be just sitting around fucking twirling their dicks.
No. There's so much shit going on.
But as we know, the wheel of justice turns slowly. So.
Yeah. Well, thank God they kind of were spinning slow, like as they were. Like, because they were trying to really rush the Trump trials and all that stuff. Like, they were trying to fucking speed that shit up.
Oh, well, yeah, that's because they wanted to put him in jail before he could get in office.
Yeah.
That was, you know, there was a friggin' reason for that.
And it was, like, the fact that it was just happening and we're just, like, watching it and, like, there was really nothing you could do except talk about it like we're doing. But it was getting to fucking be a scary place to fucking be. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When you can't voice an opinion or not even voice an opinion, ask a question like, why is that fucked up? Like, that seems fucked up. Is it fucked up? Like, that was wrong to do.
Oh, well, yeah, that's part of their playbook.
Yeah.
Any dissenting opinion or dissenting facts that do not go with their narrative, they will call misinformation. They will call you conspiracy theorists. That's their playbook. It started with, you know, when Trump ran for office the first time. And then it got really bad with COVID. They covered up everything. I mean, the lab leak theory, that was conspiracy theory. You're misinformation. You can't talk about that. Yet I read a whole article. I forget what publication in May of 2020 about gain of function research in the United States and how, and RFK was just talking about this in a press conference, but Obama put a moratorium on gain of function research in the United States. And Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH, sent all that research to Wuhan, China.
Yeah.
And funded it. Gain of function research. And then it gets out. And then we have a pandemic.
But
that was probably planned, but, you know, that's a whole different theory.
That's just what, like, I wanted to go there because we were kind of pussyfooting around it because, you know, like, maybe we don't have 100% of the evidence.
If they planned 9/11,
yeah,
why wouldn't they have planned this?
Right.
To get rid of Trump.
And the fact that their narrative was so, it came from a bat.
Oh, my God. Wet market bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. Would make you think like they're covering up the fact that they leaked it from the lab on purpose.
I think there were two purposes there. One, get rid of Trump.
Right.
Two, make lots of money on their bullshit vaccine.
And I think three, take some shit away, manufacturing away from China and fucking diversify it maybe.
Well,
because I feel like they were trying to set up China with the, like, it's leaking from the lab in China, like trying to make them a scapegoat or something in it.
Well, maybe that's an interesting part of theory I've never thought about.
You know?
Yeah. Making China the bad guy.
Yeah. Well,
they're making China take the fall for it, but no one's held them accountable, though.
No, right. Yeah, nobody's paying for any of it. I mean,
Trump has talked about them paying reparations, but no one else talked about it.
The China flu. Like,
yeah. Watching that whole thing go down. It's from China. Oh, it's racist to say. Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever.
It's from China, and it has the exact same things as the flu. I think it's...
I mean, just remember what the Democrats were doing when it first started. Pelosi is going to Chinatown, dancing in the streets, going, oh, no, him saying it's from China is racist. Look, I'm in Chinatown. I'm not racist. And then when he wanted to shut down all the flights from China, that's racist.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? And then when he fast-tracked the vaccine, which I don't understand how he was involved in that. I think he was misguided by fucking Fauci and all the deep staters.
100
in there.
Yeah.
But he fast-tracked the vaccine. And remember what the Democrats were saying about the vaccine.
We won't take it.
We won't take it. We don't know what's in it. Yep. This is bullshit. And then they got in office and they're like, mandate the vaccine. You have to have it to save your job. Does any lefties forget that? Or did they know that? Did they see that? Did they forget about it?
Right.
Like, because now the vaccine is like, oh my God. And there's no problems with the vaccine. And yet millions of people are dying. Millions of people have been maimed and mutilated by the vaccine.
Yeah.
You got friggin' myocarditis, strokes, turbo cancers going off the charts.
Yeah.
Birth rates are going down. Dr. Robert Malone talked about this on Joe Rogan.
Right.
Laid out how the whole mechanism and how it fucks up the women's ovaries, all that shit. You just see all this stuff, but it's not on mainstream media because they don't cover it. And then, you know, you're the conspiracy theorists are saying the vaccine is not great. And they were like, what are you talking about?
But how doesn't that show the left that their party has been hijacked because they were 2 months before Trump left office saying we will not take the vaccine.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about. 100%. But so it's like that's a clear example of how it's hijacked by a deep state, like, and putting in ideas that are not their ideas. And then they just flip flop to it.
Right.
Yep. Like it's absurd, actually.
And you watch the real time happen. And but yet people are like, oh, no, the vaccine's great. Well, they just. Wait a minute, 2 months before they were saying, no, don't take the vaccine.
Right.
We don't know where it came from. We don't know. It's not been tested. They were saying all the things that the conspiracies there said after Biden got in office.
Right. So with that, though, Chad, it shows that it's not the left that's fucked up. It's this deep state shit that's getting in.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, dude, that is
fucking. And that's on both sides, as we said.
100%. And you're right. It's a fucking mind virus because the fact that they can make you flip-flop like that on something you have a real hard stance on is crazy.
That's the power of their marketing.
It's fucking nuts,
man. Earlier, we were talking about the marketing and how they come up with these names like BLM, Black Lives Matter. How can you be against that?
Yeah.
When it turns out it's just a organization where the leaders were avowed market.
Taking money.
Devout Marxists. They took your money and they bought mansions all over all over L.A. No money was spent on black people. Black Lives Matter helped no black people.
Well, the people who bought those mansions were black.
Except for those black people. Yeah. The elites, of course. That's how Marxism works. The elites always profit.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just a pawn.
And that was another movement happening in real time where they were literally saying they were helping a sector of the public and then not, and just lining their pockets.
Yeah, marketing.
It's crazy.
And people went along with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the dating apps. I still see, these women. Oh, well, I'm for BLM. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wake up.
I'm still masked.
Yeah, really? Exactly.
It's like, well, you're fucking nuts.
Wearing my mask. Look. I mean, I get on the plane now. I fly Pennsylvania a lot. It's just, there's still people on the fucking planes with masks on. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. What are you doing, dude?
You're virtue signaling. We know they don't work.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. They don't do anything.
Correct. Except make you look like a moron.
Make you look like a virtue signaling idiot.
It's so fucked.
Look at me. I'm safe. You're going to kill grandma. Okay. Yeah.
That has to be mental illness, right? Well, like that has to be.
Woke mind virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other way around it.
No. No.
At least most people on the left don't wear masks anymore, but there's still a lot to do.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, it seems like everybody who was kind of stuck, going towards the left path has kind of course corrected, like the people, but the party hasn't. They're still doing their thing.
Oh my God. The elites of the party and the mainstream media have not course corrected at all.
What is it? What is it going to take, though, for them to fucking not have anybody in a political fucking office? Like,
I don't know. I mean, the mainstream media, they're all going out of business.
Yeah.
I mean, at rapid pace, no matter how much they scream and no matter how many CNN friggin' town halls they have, they're going out of business. Like, their business model's failing.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be too long until they're all either they're going to course correct and start actually being news organizations again, reporting facts and not being having complete TDS, Trump derangement syndrome.
Yep.
Or they're going to go away.
Or does Big Pharma or whoever have enough money to keep fucking funding this garbage?
Well, they do. Yes, they do. But it's still their viewership's going down to nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that RFK has talked about it, but they need to ban Big Pharma from advertising in the United States.
100, dude. How are we one of two countries in the world that allows that?
Exactly.
It's absurd.
Because the people that voted for that profited immensely from it.
Yeah. And it's, but the people who like could advertise that, it's like when the side effects are worse than the medicine and they're saying it in the advertisement, could cause suicide.
Exactly.
Could cause,
yeah.
And people are fucking taking it. It's like, you're just, I think you're kind of part of the problem and kind of need to be led somewhere, dude. Like, go out the pasture.
I mean, you name one disease that any of these big farmers have fucking cured. They don't cure anything.
No.
They mask symptoms.
Band-aid. And that was the one thing people are saying. Like, people are like, oh, look what Trump's doing with these tariffs. It's causing fucking massive, you know, fluctuations in the market. Yeah, this is what happens when you don't try to Band-Aid something and you try to fix it long term.
Right.
There's going to be some moments of...
there's going to be some rocky moments, yeah, for sure. There's going to be rocky moments, but the, I mean, but what do we continue to do? Be ripped off by China?
Mm-hmm.
For, I mean, well, all these countries, just about every country that we trade with, they tariff the shit out of our goods.
Yep.
And we don't tariff their goods.
Yeah.
At all. How's that fair? And how are you for that?
Right.
And
right.
I mean, just look at the manufacturing sector in this country. It has gone away. The middle class has been devastated by this. And then, you know, you have people out there crying about it. Oh, well the tariffs are bad. It's going to put in us in a recession. No. As we continue to let China do what it's doing, we will go into a recession. As we continue to spend trillions of dollars that we don't have,
yep,
we will go bankrupt.
Yep.
And everything that you think that Elon Musk is taking away with your bullshit propaganda, your Medicare and your welfare, that will go away because we'll be bankrupt.
Yeah. We won't be able to afford those cheap products coming from China.
We won't be able to afford anything.
Right.
You want to talk about a depression?
Yeah.
When the country goes bankrupt, everything's done.
Yeah.
It'll be mass friggin' hysteria, and then you'll go, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should have course corrected and had Doge do its job back in 2024 2025. No, but we're gonna put up a big fight about it because it's Trump doing it and whatever he does is bad.
It's just absurd.
Just please come out and say the Beagle thing is bad. Please, one of you lefties, just prove me right, please.
Yep. I mean, you've proven yourself right numerous times.
You shouldn't ban beagles from being tested on because, they're cute and we've got to kill them. Okay, yeah, sounds good.
I mean, I just want to go literally and clip our show and just show all the shit we've spoken about before it was fucking the narrative and before it was facts and the questions we were raising. And then, I hate to say, we told you so.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And we're doing it here again.
Right.
Like, we're still doing it now. And do your own research. Like, don't just take our word for it. Dive into this stuff. It's out there. The information is out there now.
Yeah. And just here's the playbook. Anything Trump does or Trump's administration does is bad in their eyes. And they will come out against it. No matter what it is. It's like the big thing right now is immigration. And now they want to have every one of these illegals that came into the country illegally. They want to adjudicate every case and have due process for every one of them. Here's my question. Where the fuck were any of you when Obama was deporting 3.5 million people?
Boom. Shakalaka.
None of you said, shit about due process or complain or we're bitching in the media or fucking saying this, we gotta adjudicate every one of these 20 million people that came in because we don't know if they're actually criminals. No, the by definition, being an illegal immigrant, alien, whatever you want to call them, is a criminal.
Yeah, it's a crime.
It's a crime.
You came here illegally.
And now they're putting out, I've seen two or three interviews where these people are talking about, well, actually, no. Entered the country illegally is just a misdemeanor. It's like a traffic ticket. and that's not the facts. The facts are that if you overstay your visa, that becomes kind of a misdemeanor. You can be deported for it, but that's not what illegal immigration is. A felony, it's illegal.
100%.
Not overstaying your visa. So now this is what they do. They find some little piece of truth and they go and they convolute it and obfuscate it and say, oh no, this is what's going on. See, you enter our country illegally is just a misdemeanor. It's like a jaywalking ticket. No, that's not true. Not true.
And
they're criminals.
And if that was the case, change the laws because you need fucking secure borders. Like if it was, that was the case, and we know it's not. I'm just saying the flip side of it. That was the case, change it, because how do you secure borders with fucking it being okay for people to just stream over them?
Well, like I said, where were any of you people when Obama was deporting 3.5 million people?
Right.
Any of you. And
where were they when he was separating the fucking parents from the kids? That became a thing when it was happening under Trump's administration, but it started under Obama's, if I remember correctly.
All the pictures of kids in cages, that was Obama.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing when Trump came in? They put out all these pictures, kids in cages. AOC goes to the border. She's acting like she's crying. And it was Obama's, those were pictures from the Obama administration when they had kids in cages. But that's, you know, listen, you come in the country illegally, you're going to get put in a cage if you get caught.
Boom.
Period.
Yeah.
And if you do something, if I had my kid in a car and I was driving drunk and Tom Holman used this example. You have your kid in a car, you're driving drunk, which I do not condone, and I would never do.
Right.
But that happens. You get separated from your kids because you committed a crime.
Right.
That's how it works. But now, conversely, the less bitching about the people are being, families are being deported. The kids may have been born in America, which birthright citizenship is, we're the only country in the world that fucking does it. But Now they're complaining that all those kids that are born in America, they're American citizens and they're being deported with their parents. That's against their rights. Do you want to keep the families together or do you not want to keep the families together?
Right.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
Pick a side. Just pick a side. One that makes any kind of sense.
Well fucking said, man. Well put.
Well, this is what they do all day long. They come up with this stupid shit and you're just like, you make no sense. You're a hypocrite on every issue.
And that really is a dumb rule. Like, okay, if you bang an American citizen and then have a fucking kid, that should be an American citizen. But if you fuck in Mexico and you're Mexicans and then you come over this border illegally and have your kid, that should not be an American citizen. I'm sorry.
That doesn't happen in any other country.
Right.
No other country in the world does that happen.
It's fucking absurd, man.
Yep. Bullshit. And
we've just allowed it to go on so long that...
I mean, people would... That was a thing. Like, it probably still is. People would literally get pregnant in Mexico, cross the border, have the kid in fucking... What do they call that? Chain migration. Have a kid in America that becomes an American citizen, and now the parents stay here.
Yeah.
I like how there are these instances where, like, they're deporting a guy that's been here for 30 years because he's illegal, and they're crying about it. It's like, he's been here for 30 years. You didn't think he could, in 30 years, he could figure out how to become a citizen?
Right. Right, right, right.
Or at least have the onus to maybe try to become a citizen? No, 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 no. God, he's been here for 30 years. His wife's crying that he's being deported. Figure it out.
Exactly. good point, Chad. Like, what have you been doing here for 30 years? If you're such a good part of our society, what have you been doing for those 30 years? How have you been integrating? How have you been paying taxes? How have you been trying to get your citizenship? Right. Like, you had 30 years.
30 freaking years.
And if you're just going to be a bum like that and not do anything, go be a bum like that in your own country.
Well, I don't know if he was become a citizen.
Well, you know what I meant. I don't mean like, yeah. I just meant like if he's not doing like what shows he didn't care to be an American citizen.
Right.
If
because
he did.
So lax because the goddamn laws are so lax.
That's true too. Right. He's like, fuck it. They're not going to fuck with me. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to give me voting rights soon.
Yeah.
And well, that's the path they were on.
Well, they've done that to some illegals, especially in California. They give them licenses and that need a license to vote.
It's insane, man.
I mean, Elon talked about that. That's what all this all this illegal migration was about.
Yeah, getting votes.
Votes.
And why did they? I guess
that's why they're always on about. Oh, you shouldn't have any ID to vote. Like in California, it is illegal
to ask
for them to ask for your ID to vote. Illegal. And why is that? Let's think about that logically.
Well, because blacks can't get a license. They're too stupid. Well, they don't know a computer.
That's one of their arguments.
Yeah.
That's if that's not the most racist fucking thing you've ever heard.
It is. 100%.
The Democrats say black people are, this is not my words, this is a Democrat word. Black people are too stupid to get licenses.
Yeah.
Black people don't even know what computers are. They are unable to obtain a license from the DMV. That's not racist?
Yeah. You're basically saying they're too stupid to fucking go to a government agency and get a fucking ID.
Right. But they can fly. They can buy alcohol. They can drive. But they can get a fishing license with an ID.
Right.
But they're too stupid to get an ID to vote. Okay. God, I mean, it's
strange.
It's like the reverse racism of the friggin' left. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And like they're just shoving their face in it by saying shit like that.
100%. And
the same people that basically make like these communities that are poor communities and like keep the people there just in that fucking life forever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice we had the Facebook Live up, man. People were writing stuff.
Oh, what do we got here?
I don't know. Someone just said I'm beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, baby. Do we have a name for the shout out?
Well, you just scroll past it. Go back down. Right there. What's her name?
I love you, Chad. Something. You're so beautiful. There we go. Let's show her.
Hey.
Karenza Evans. That's a cool name, well, Karenza.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me I'm beautiful as I rant about all this crazy shit.
Yeah. Troy Garman wants to know if there's a love connection there. You never know. Rachel Levine was the one calling grandmas.
What?
Rachel Levine was the one calling grandmas. I don't know. That's what Troy Garman said.
Rachel Levine, one calling grandmas. I don't know. Rachel Levine, was she
Adam Levine's wife?
No. What the hell did she do? That name sounds very familiar. What did she do?
Talk to us, Troy. But now the big thing, I think I could put up the whole fucking chat overlay on our screen so the audience can see.
Oh, there you go. Look at this.
Technology. There we go. Ooh, hey, now.
Hey, hey.
How do I get it to scroll, though? But now the big thing is you have no empathy for someone trying to make their lives better. Love thy neighbor. Yeah.
Mm.
That's what we all trying to say, man. Love thy neighbor. And even love fucking people that aren't your neighbor. You know, just love people. We're all in this fucking world together. They do say, again, not talking about the fucking Blue Origin ship, but they say astronauts, as they leave Earth and they're looking back, they realize we're just all on this fucking round ball.
Oh, yeah.
Together.
That's a very, very famous Carl Sagan video where he's talking about that blue orb picture from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, everything you've ever known, every piece of history you've ever known, everyone you've ever known and loved is right there.
Yep.
Nowhere else. That's it.
Rachel Levine was the PA health director.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good old Rachel Levine. She, yes, that's right. During COVID, they were sending sick COVID patients, elderly patients, back into the old folks' homes, retirement homes. They were sending them back in. The most vulnerable population.
Yeah.
One of the most vulnerable. It was sending them from the hospitals back into the homes. And Rachel Levine, before that happened, removed her mother from one of the homes so that she wouldn't get sick. Yes, yes. Thank you for pointing that out, Troy.
Wow, dude. So, because the narrative was like in the beginning, they didn't know that this was going to like happen. Like when they were sending them to the old people's home, they didn't know it was going to spread that way. And it wasn't like they were trying to fucking kill everybody.
They did the same thing in New York. I don't know.
Yeah.
It made most things that made no logical sense why they would even consider doing that.
Well, the fact that she took her fucking mother out shows
that she knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's a fucking evil. How do you deal?
My mom's texting me. She was a transgender medical in PA in time of COVID. Yes. Thank you, Mom.
Really?
Yeah. And she removed her mother from the old folks' homes before they started sending sick COVID patients back to the retirement homes.
I mean, but not for nothing. Wouldn't you think an airborne fucking virus would be bad to just like send into a place with people with
logic would tell you
compromised immune systems. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what were they like? What? So here's my thing. What? To get Trump out of office, but they also have had to have other plays in this, like depopulizing, getting rid of the old people on Social Security, like a lot of things. Well, it seems like
I don't
they
know
could
if
have
they cared about that. I mean, what Doge covered about uncovered about Social Security and all the people that are on the rolls. I'd have to think about deeply how what would be the motivation to do that.
Yeah,
just to send sick people into the most vulnerable part, you know, in back into the most vulnerable population doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's kind of the first time like normal quarantining,
right,
for a disease would be you quarantine the sick.
Right.
They didn't quarantine the sick. They quarantined everyone that was healthy.
True.
Made no sense.
It didn't make no sense.
And as we know now, it was all fucking made up. Social distancing, the mask thing, is all made up by Fauci and his freaking cohorts.
And maybe they put the, you know, the people back in the old people's homes so because they knew they had compromised immune systems and then deaths would happen more because of that.
Oh,
and
it
would
seem COVID. Rate, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Because remember, all the mainstream media had death counts. Remember that?
Yeah.
They all had the death counts scaring the shit out of you. And I said the whole time when that was happening, I was like, you know what they should do is they should put up the death counts of people that die in car accidents every day. No one would fucking drive.
True.
None True. Of these morons would drive. They'd be like, oh my God, 20,000 people died today in a car accident. I'm not driving anymore. This is exactly what they would do.
Exactly.
But because it's not focused in your face every day, like the death count for COVID was, to make you scared shitless to comply with all their bullshit. All their mask mandates and 6 foot social distancing and having to put on a stupid mask to go get groceries. The death counter was very effective at telling you, oh no, you might die, which was very, very far from the case. I watched, as soon as I heard about COVID, I started finding anything I could about death rates for COVID. And it was always 0.01% every time I found anything about it. From the very beginning, I'm like, this is the flu.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about this. I don't give a shit about it.
Right.
And then dumbasses started hoarding toilet paper.
What was that?
Beats the hell out of me. You think you're going to die and you hoard toilet paper. Toilet paper. Not water, not food, not medicine. Toilet paper. What the fuck was that?
The strangest. Was it like to... I don't fuck. It makes no sense, dude. Like, were people hoarding toilet paper or were they making shortages of toilet paper? So we thought like fucking shit was crazy. Like, I don't even know
why. If they were making shortages of toilet paper, why choose that product?
Right. Well, because it's like everybody uses it. So it's like the one,
right, but everybody uses water.
That's
everybody
true. Uses That's food. True.
Everybody uses Band-Aids. And yeah. Drugs. Like it made no sense.
Fucking strange, man. Yet you could buy baby wipes.
Right. Yeah. You go to the friggin', you know, to the grocery store or the drugstore and, you know, CVS, whatever, and you one pack of toilet paper per person. Like, what?
Yeah, dude. I think maybe that was a compliance thing too. Like, they're trying to see just how far they could like regulate you. You can only get one toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Be part of that,
because there was times where I'd be like, okay, I can only get one, I'm gonna buy this one, and then I'm getting right back in line, I'm buying another one, you know what I'm saying? I would fucking play with the system.
So when that happened, I shopped at Costco, so I had a bunch of toilet paper ready to go, so
yeah,
I didn't have to. During that whole phase, there was, I think it was one time I needed to get some toilet paper and I had to go to a couple different places. But
like, when you went to Costco, did you buy the fucking mega rolls and fucking?
Well, even Costco was rationing it. But they only sell the mega rolls, but you can only have one per customer.
One per customer.
Well, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
It's going to get us to the point where you won't own anything. You don't need cars, like the whole thing that they want for the future.
Uh huh.
Which is funny, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that with I think because they talk about universal basic income, mm-hmm. and they say like if AI does like take all the jobs, like that they'll right. eventually have that. I don't think they will.
I don't know. That's a good question to ponder.
Like, what other industry has like cannibalized an industry and then paid off that in the people that they cannibalized? None that I can think of. You know?
Yeah, none in capitalism anyway.
Right. It just seems that
I mean, if you conversely, if every job is done by a robot or AI, like you're gonna have to do something.
Yeah. Because it's just gonna be the people owning the robots that are making the money.
Right.
Yeah. But again, who knows what these people want? Like, do they just want the fucking earth being, you know, resources pulled out of it from robots?
They want to depopulate for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of their things.
Yeah.
That was like the Georgia Guidestones we talked about.
Right.
That was on the Georgia Guidestones. They wanted 500 million people in the world. That's it.
Wow.
I don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of theories of who erected those things, but, you know, as we've said before, like they broadcast what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And some people theorize that was the deep state saying, yeah, this is what's going to happen. 500 million people. That's all that's going to live on Earth.
That's fucking 170 million more people than we have in America. That means 7.5 billion people are gone.
Yep.
Wow, dude. And I guess those 500 million left are going to, you would think that maybe those 500 million left are part of the problem, right? Because you would be like, wait a second here.
Well, exactly. Yeah. They save themselves.
Holy fuck, dude. Well, thank God we fucking caught this shit before it happened.
Yeah.
Like, really, like we were that close to the fucking precipice.
Right.
But
like we were saying earlier, those 500 million people will then end up splitting into factions and fighting each other or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. And have they not thought about that? Like, they're so smart in their planning. Like, do they not think that that's going to happen?
Yeah. Who knows?
It's fucking wild, dude. I would. And the shitty part is like, We'll get majority of it, but we'll never know who the fuckers that started it, how they got these ideas, what the whole fucking plan was, like,
yeah,
if it would have worked. Any mm-hmm. fucking who. We are at Think Loud Studios today. Chad is doing some fucking drum videos, so maybe I'll send some still pics of you playing throughout the day, if that's cool with Chad. Show them some of your moves.
Hey, that's cool. Yeah.
Jake, I don't know what happened.
So he never came on?
Never came on.
Damn. Oh, well.
Well, if we'll book him again if something happened, but it would have been cool to talk about the guy who was related to the rocketry inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer's on next week, so that'll be good.
Gonna talk about the atomic bomb.
That's right. Show 100, folks. We got some cool stuff coming up for that, so be prepared. We are here talking about our in-person event coming up, so that's another cool thing we got coming up on the horizon.
What show is this?
This is show 92.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Eight more to go,
bro. And just be prepared. We're going to have some cool people. We're bringing people back from the dead. That's all I'm saying. Seance and all.
Perfect.
Gracious Tuesday.
Well, speaking of the dead, I'm going to go on an investigation with the SoCal Spirit Girls.
Yes.
And then we're going to have them back on hopefully sometime in June, but I'm going to try to do an investigation with them in June.
You're a brave dude, man.
Yeah, well, like I've told you, I believe in ghosts, but I've never heard or seen or felt anything. So,
okay. Now
so I'll either be scared shitless or nothing will happen because they're scared of me. I don't know.
I was just going to say, you come back fucking completely white, scared. But yeah, man, that could be the thing so if God forbid you do come in contact with a spirit, dude, that could be where you're like, oh shit, what did I get into?
Mm-hmm.
But Michelle and Kristen, make sure you have your protection there, you know?
Right.
That's necessary. And
Chad, crucifix and holy water.
Yep. And garlic breath, just for the fun of it.
That's for vampires.
That's right. I keep forgetting.
Garlic breath.
Yeah.
Breathe on them.
The zombie apocalypse is coming, folks. Be prepared. 500 million of you are only going to be left. So it's going to be a scary time. And not for nothing, I don't want to live in a world where it's like only 500 million people. There'd be a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, now. We will be checking back in with you. Thank you, folks, for coming in on the Instagram show last night. That was a fun time we had.
Thank you.
Bobby is doing some private stuff at the time. So if you guys want to send them love, good vibes, all that jazz, hopefully he'll be back in a couple weeks, months, whatever. But he's taking some time. Anything else before we go? Let's leave them with this, Chad. Mm-hmm. A little boozy promoting crack.
We're gonna play it again.
Sweet. Well, just the end of the video. See what what other goodness he has for us.
You see the video of the crackhead with the kangaroo?
No, I ain't see it.
Crackhead with a kangaroo. The
fucking fentanyl, man. That shit killed junkie, bro. That shit done killed so many people. In Baton Rouge, bro, like, it's sad, bro, like.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's a crackhead with a kangaroo.
A crackhead walking a kangaroo down the street.
On a leash.
On a leash. That's crackhead. That's crackhead.
And we'll leave it there, folks. Get off that fentanyl. Yeah. Get on that crack.
Crack is whack, but it's better than fentanyl.
You heard it here.